On the left, Big Z, Azoya Lufaha. On the right, Darnell Hunt. Do you guys mind switching? Just slide one this way. So you guys can switch. On the right, Darnell Holland. We'll open up for questions.
Darnell, he had a big run, 84-yard run, 120 yards, 29 yards on the game. Just talk about the performance against Tennessee Tech.
I think Coach Bo explained very well. I did what they expected me to do, and I'm proud to say that they trusted me enough to, you know, give me the carries I had to make the plays that I did. I appreciate our O-line and my quarterback again for trusting me and putting the ball in my hand. And again, Justin Sumter for having a phenomenal game, which again kind of puts the pressure off me a little bit to make plays and be comfortable making plays. So again, I'm excited for what's to come after Saturday.
What did you see on that long run make you cut back to field to score a touchdown?
Again, I saw Justin Sumter, you know, going out on his blocks. Again, he was, you know, blocking, and the guy was just playing tricks on Justin. And so when I saw Justin, you know, blocking so hard, I was like, I can't give up on this play and run out of bounds. And so I just wanted to extend the play, and I did what I had to do to make that run happen.
First home game at night, fifth third. Describe, you know, walking out, you know, jogging out to the field the first time.
I felt like home again. I was excited to be in front of our fans and in front of family again. So I'm excited, and I definitely don't want to let the fans down, and protecting the nest is a big thing for me and our team. So I'm really excited to be back at the bank September 30th, and I hope that our fans are ready to be there for us. But definitely was excited for the feeling and the comfortability I had last Saturday.
See, when you're going up against an offensive line that is the size of Alabama State, what is it that the line is trying to do? Is it, are you looking to shoot all the gaps, or is it, how do you use your quickness, is what I'm trying to say. How do you use your speed and quickness to counterbalance their size?
So honestly, all I gotta do is just stay low and get off the ball and use my hands. If I stay low, get on the ball, use my left hands, I'll be good.
Coach has talked about leadership in the locker room, and I mentioned it a minute ago. What have you guys seen as players from whether yourselves, teammates? What's been the biggest difference from your perspective between year two and three and even year one to three?
For me, Chandler Burks, number three, our quarterback, he's our huge vocal leader, and the things he does during practice and off the field is incredible and phenomenal to watch. We got Justin Sumter who leads by action. So, again, seeing him coming to work, I guess a job and his business, again, just keeps everyone in that mentality to not go out and practice and just check the box type thing. So, again, the plays Justin Sumter makes on Saturdays are the same plays he makes in practice. And so when someone takes practice that seriously, you want to do the same thing and live up to that same expectation that he lives up to. And then Chandler Burks, you know, calling things out. You know, if someone's having a bad practice or not getting the job done or not doing what they're supposed to do, number three is going to call them out. And so having that that accountability is very important. But then also having those guys that lead by action is definitely just two things that you can't miss and you can't that don't go unnoticed.
Another one of our great leaders is Izzy Sam, Mike Linebacker. He just knows when to joke with you, and he knows when to be serious. So just seeing him going out there with a positive attitude, I just really just catches on.
How tough was it coming off that week one loss, a game that you guys know you should have won? How tough was it to come back to practice and get your mind focused again for your first home game?
Again, we knew that Coach Bo told us on the way home, we had 12 hours to get over this. And so that right there was just enough time for us to get that taste out of our mouth. But then again, we had that whole week to think about, you know, we have to get back in our groove and, you know, get this win to get this nasty L out of our mouth. So, and that's what we definitely try to do is, you know, get over it, but don't forget it.
Z, Coach complimented your approach to practice. And I guess walk me through your process and your mindset as you go into preparing for a game.
Honestly, Coach Klein always advises me with my size and my athleticism. I just have to dominate every snap. Every snap. It doesn't matter if it's practice, in the game, in the weight room, in the class, walking to the lunchroom. I have to win every, I have to be in front of every line, every play, everything.
And then Sam, where are you going now?
The process, I joke a lot, but with the football and things going on, I try my best to be serious in the times of need. And so in football practice, in the meetings, and in games, I have to take things very seriously and are very critical for me. So focusing on the little things at hand, and again, people are watching. And sometimes I may not notice people are watching, but they are watching. And so I definitely have to focus on the little things to make sure that I take care of my business before I can help anyone else.
How aware are you guys of the expectations coming into this year? I mean, you guys were picked to finish tied for first. You got some top 25 votes. How aware are you guys in the locker room are of those expectations?
We're aware of it, but we really don't worry about it. We just go out there, practice hard, do our jobs, and play with great effort.
And one of our things is every practice is win the day. And so for me personally, I try my best to win the day every day. And with that, the rest will take care of itself. So I'm not really worried about what the people are saying around us. And as long as we got us, then there's nothing else to worry about.
So, Coach mentioned you were a dual athlete, played basketball and football. Did you ever consider basketball at the collegiate level?
I did, but I played center. And towards my senior year, I stopped growing tall, and I started growing big. So I decided to stick to football.
And this line returns a lot of key pieces. Just talk about the chemistry of the line and. Off the field, are you close with anybody on the defensive end?
Oh, most definitely. My freshman year, I roomed with Braylon, McKenzie, Devin Pusley, all those guys. So these are my best friends off the field too. So most definitely.
How important is that chemistry when you're on the field together?
Oh, definitely, because we're talking on the field. If it's a play to move right, move left, play just a regular base, Falcons on the,
Big Z, talk about that moment. Any of us that played understand that moment when everything finally clicks. What was that moment like for you when it finally clicked and you realized how to use your size, your speed to get where you want to go?
It was around spring of last year. It all kind of clicked. I just kept on pushing. It was hard sometimes. It was definitely hard going out there and nothing clicking. But I just had to keep on pushing. Coach Klein just kept on telling me to keep on pushing it. And everything's turning out pretty good right now.
Donnell, losing a back like Chasten Bennett, did you feel the pressure to step up with his loss and confidence in what you do?
Sort of, not really. Again, Chasten is a phenomenal guy. And so him, I definitely put him in his own category. I knew that Chasten is a great athlete. So I just tried my best to be my best and do my best in my and myself, and so with that, I just try my best to rally around my teammates and make sure that our offense can work together to be just as good, if not as better, than our offense from last year. And so again, I wasn't trying to replace Chasten at all. I know that again, I couldn't replace Chasten, so I tried my best to separate myself from him, but also being able to handle the things that he did was definitely something that I looked up to. The way he took on practice every day last year was something that I looked up to, and so just from the way he practiced and how it translated to in the game, something that I looked up to, and I tried my best to again mimic during the practice and games.
Anything else? I fellas, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.